Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Glory to God. I hope you are blessed by that beautiful song by Minister Miracle titled Zoe. Amen. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the 22nd day in April 2024. Prioritize spiritual things over things of the flesh. Opening scriptures from Romans chapter 8 verses 5 and 6. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Heavenly Father, we thank you for life. We thank you for a beautiful day that you have made. We thank you for causing us to be alive to see this day. We also are grateful for your words that you have sent to us. We receive it with grateful hearts, and we ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. There are many Christians who don't understand what it means to be spiritually minded. Some Christians think that a person is spiritual because he or she can speak with other tongues or can pray for hours in one go. To some other Christians, spirituality is ability to win souls for Jesus. While a true spiritual person may speak with other tongues and win souls for the kingdom, spirituality goes beyond these. Yes, a spiritual Christian will be eager to receive the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking with other tongues, prayerful, and committed to soul winning. But spirituality is the effective life or mindset of the believer. It is a culture as the value, the principles, philosophy, etc., and tradition, that's custom, habit, ritual, etc., of the believer. In summary, spirituality means being cultured by the Word of God. There are Christians who are very carnal but brag about their spirituality because of their skewed understanding of its entailment. Put it succinctly, Spirituality is a comprehensive lifestyle of a believer born out of a mindset that is consistent with the culture and tradition of the kingdom as derived from the Word of God. Spirituality is a mindset that prioritizes the kingdom of God and its demands above personal earthly demands and pleasures. Spirituality is the opposite of carnality. Christians whose minds are set on the things of the flesh are carnally minded, while Christians whose minds are set on things of the Spirit are spiritually minded. To be spiritually minded means giving God and His Word first place in your life. Many Christians who profess to be spiritual can frown when a service extends beyond its advertised closing time, but will do everything within their power to go to their workplace earlier than the official resumption time and even close later than the official closing time because of the volume of work to be done. Some Christians even go to work when they feel somewhat sick or tired from a previous day's work, but will consider the same condition enough excuse to miss a scheduled church service. Please note that regular attendance to midweek and Sunday church services is part of the Christian tradition. In Luke chapter 4 verse 16, the Bible said this about Jesus. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Here's the litmus test. If the excuses you give to yourself to skip scheduled church services cannot suffice for you to skip your secular work, then you are most likely sliding into carnality and your mindset on things of this world and not on things above. Refuse to be carnally minded because it leads to death, while spirituality leads to life and peace. Examine yourself in the light of God's Word and make up your mind to be spiritually minded so you can truly enjoy the fullness of the life of God in this world. Consider the scriptures Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25 and Colossians chapter 3 verses 11 to 14. Therefore, make conscious efforts to always prioritize things of the Spirit over things of the flesh. Shalom. Let us pray together. Believers, say after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I receive grace to set my mind on things above, not on earthly things. I declare that I have life and peace because I am spiritually minded, not carnally minded. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers
taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Port Harcourt, Rivers State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MTA Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen.
Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Minister Miracle, and he's singing a song titled Zoe God Life. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamifene. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
There is a river that flows for me. It's the way that never runs dry. There is a light I'd walk in me. This light is Jesus. He rose around me. There is a river that flows for me. It's the way that never runs dry. There is a light I'd walk in me. This life is Jesus, He rules and reigns in me. This is the life's away. The life of God's away. I'm walking these away. For my flowing from these away. This is the life's away. Oh, yeah, the mother for the life of God, so it. Oh, yeah, it hard won't keep me so it. Oh, my God, glory for me, so it. You're alive,
you're alive.
You're alive. Spirit arose Christ from the dead, it lives inside. no fear. The light of God is at work, is at work here. No sickness can survive it, no pain. The light of God is at work, is at work. No darkness,
no darkness,
no fear.
No fear.
The life of God.
The life of God.
All among
is that working? Is that working?
No sickness.
No sickness.
He has been laid on that cross for
no pain.
The life of God.
The life of God.
Lord, for